We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 The Ticket. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Looking at the Masters leaderboard, the only guy who's made a somewhat of a major move would be Mark Leishman, who started the day at even par. He's now two under par through two holes, so he birdied one and two. Interesting about him, he started off four under yesterday and finished up at even, so he seems to get off to good starts and then fizzles out towards the end, that's for sure. Now, during the round yesterday, the great, who has not played great lately, Rory McIlroy had an errant shot go right, I believe, and it hit his dad. His dad was, you know, watching his son play, and you know, obviously it's not a throng. You can't use that for discussing the Masters. There's not as many patrons as usual at the Masters, so he got hit, and he hit his dad. I'm just curious. 248-539-9797. I assume this obviously pertains mostly to golf, but you could probably throw in tennis and maybe, I don't know, one of John's favorite sports, soccer or a kicker or something like that. Or I don't know, maybe a bad throw, a bad shot. Anyway, what's the worst thing you've done in sports? And like your worst shot, so to speak. Because that was pretty bad, you know, hitting your father.
Yeah.
I know I've had three on golf that I can just off the top of my head remember. One, I was putting on a green at Wabeek Country Club, and I putted the ball so badly, I didn't realize how fast the green was. I went from one side of the green all the way to the other, and I putted the ball into a trap, and it was like 30 yard green, or 30 feet. Yeah.
Have you ever hit anybody on the course?
Oh, I'm getting there.
Oh, okay. Build up.
I hit a duck hooked a tee shot way left at the Wolverine Golf Course. And almost hit former Channel 50 sportscaster, voice of the Red Wings and Tigers at times, Ray Lane, almost hit him. And then I was playing at Tim O'Shanter with Dave Llewellyn, and I shanked. Thankfully, it was only a chip shot. I shanked a chip shot because I was playing poorly, and I didn't, like, wait. He was, like, walking down the right side. And I shanked it, and I'm right below the groin area. But it wasn't that hard. But, well, I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
Wasn't hard.
I don't
to
know
you.
If it was for him. But no, it wasn't a hard. You know, it's just I shanked a chip shot.
A little love tap.
Yeah. So yeah, I've had my beauties. You?
I've one time on the golf course, and it was when I was in high school, and I was just learning to play the game. You know, I've always hit golf balls, but I was actually on the golf course, and I used to have this set of clubs that I had, you know, gotten from my grandparents, and it was old, and it was one of those where it had the old actual wooden heads.
Uh-huh.
And I would have to like restring and attach the club head almost every time I would play, and it would never make it through, you know, 9 or 18 holes. And I would, you know, I tried to solder it, I tried to, you know, duct tape it, do everything, but it actually it held on this shot, but I swing lefty, and my friend that I was golfing with was, if I was to stare straight at him, he was you know, directly in front of me as I stand to swing the club. So he wasn't, you know, in, at least he didn't think he was in the flight of the ball, but he was directly in front of me. I swing and I hit it right on the, you know, what do you call it, the nose of the club, and it goes straight and hits him right in the backside. And he dropped like a sack of potatoes.
Wow.
I could tell that it hurt. And all I could do was laugh.
Yeah.
Because even now, when I think about it and I see him drop, it was so startling that it went that direction, but that it hit him right in the backside and he dropped. It's just hilarious. And he ended up being fine.
Gov, you there?
I've never hit anybody. But I've had a couple embarrassing ones, and I think I've told you, Stoney, about both these. There was one time we were playing at a course my buddy worked at, and we could play for free after he got off on Mondays. And so they had those wiffle ball tee placers.
Right.
So it's like a colored – so the women's was a red one, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. And so I hit a screamer just low, and it hit the wiffle ball thing, and the ball went inside. The thing came out of the ground, and I was barely off the tee inside the wiffle ball thing, stuck.
How did that happen?
I don't know how the ball stayed in there. I don't know. So it was an unplayable lie, and I got relief.
I'd say that's an unplayable lie.
Yes.
And then the other one, same course, almost the same hole. I duck hooked one, a screamer that probably was going like 125 to the left. And there was a flock of geese over there, and I hit one. And all the rest went flying and taken off, and that one went limping off, and I felt absolutely awful.
What's the goose?
If you listen to him closely, if we ever played that back, you were about to say a flock of seagulls.
Yes, I was.
You were.
It should have been a seagull. Hitting one of those, I wouldn't feel so bad.
Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Justin Rose, first tee shot is in the pine straw. I'll just have to chip out to hopefully for him save par. Wow.
Man, I was thinking with him teeing off early today that he could have a chance to go 67 and really put a number out there that could affect the rest of the tournament.
But he could still hit his good third shot and, you know, go up and down basically for par. So
He's back out in the green.
Yeah.
Or in the fairway.
Yes, exactly. Nice little chip in. On the ticket text at 248-539-9797. I lost the grip on my club. It flew to the previous green and just missed the guys there. Wow. So you're...
Yes. Look out!
Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. Bowling at 700 Bowl in South Lyon. I left the 710 split. I threw my ball at the 7 and it shot up out of the gutter and went through the masking units and took the electrical out for 6 lanes. You know, you think about that. I could see that.
Yes.
You know, you try to hug that lane before you hug the gutter before you get that big little hook in there. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe the lane is waxed in a way that it's not exactly you're used to. I could definitely see that happening. I know I've played in tennis, you know, games before where somebody accidentally, you know, especially doubles, somebody with a serve and you hit your partner in the back. That hurts.
Oh, yeah.
If the person
I've done
has a fast serve.
Yes, where I've hit somebody right in the back of the head.
Oh, God. And coming from you, that's got to be really powerful, too.
It was. You could tell that it was a stinger.
Yeah. You ever have any really bad air balls when you played high school basketball or anything like that?
I'm trying to think. Not that I remember. Not that it never happened.
Right.
I'm sure it did. I just don't remember. Any embarrassing moments on the basketball court.
What was your worst play in football?
My worst play? I've talked about this one before. We were playing against Sean Merriman was the defensive end, and we were playing against the San Diego Chargers in Washington. And he actually dropped into coverage, so I had nobody to block. And I went to take a step to come back inside and help out my guard and take a nice rib shot of somebody. I stepped on my own foot, and it was like my body went stiff as a board, and I fell over and hit the ground, and I was all of 6'7" as I was going down, and it got replayed, not just for days, it got replayed for years amongst my teammates, and so that's the one that I always think about when I think about the embarrassing moments that can happen on a football field.
Now, when it comes to golf, Stoney,
yeah.
One of the things that I'll just never forget, I could get Alzheimer's, but I just don't think I'll ever forget this because it was just so great. when our buddy John Bloom from back in the day.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't get out of a trap. And finally he did, and he was so mad, he grabbed the rake and started raking so furiously that, like, dust was, like, blowing down the fairway.
Oh, God.
Man, were you there the time he threw the putter in the pond?
Yeah. That was classic.
So we got one on Twitch. I got to share real quick. I've always found this to be funny. You got to play the ball where it lays. And NA3ROK says, played a couple Sundays ago when it was basically 25-mile-per-hour winds with sub-40-degree temps, and it rained a lot the night previous. Buddies made me hit out of a giant puddle in the bunker.
Oh, come on. Winter rules, baby.
Oh, come on. No, you got it. Hey, play it where it lies, and when they swing, you watch that just that water explode. That is just comedy. Love it.
By the way, you happened to mention the great Sean Merriman.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure before I said something that was – I wanted to be correct. Yes, everybody remembers DeMarcus Ware was selected right after Mike Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Merriman was next.
Oh.
I remember exactly. They got to take either Ware or Merriman, right? Or mm-hmm. even, you know who else was in that list of people? Because they needed defense so badly. Marcus Spears. Who went to Dallas with the 20th pick.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Marcus Spears. DeMarcus Ware, I played against him a lot because he was with the Cowboys.
The Cowboys had Spears and Ware in the same draft within 10 picks of each other.
Yep.
And Spears wasn't that great in the pros, but he's very good. He's very good on television.
He is good.
Yeah. What do they call him, the big swagoo or something like that?
Yes, because he is big.
Yes, he is. Well, let's go to Chuck in Grand Blanc. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Morning.
Morning.
I was going to tell you, back in the day when I was playing softball, you know how both teams get at third base, one on first, and you hit batting practice?
Mm-hmm.
We were having, it was a one-game playoff, because we were both tied for the championship. And they had a guy on their team that was smoking home runs. He was always led the league. But he put his shoes on and his glove, and he started running out. One of his own players hit a line shot, hit him right in the back of the head, and sprawled him. And the guy could not play. And it was my coach's plan to walk him every time he'd come up to bat.
Wow.
Because the guy, he turned out to be okay, but they took him away in an ambulance. He was out cold.
Lord.
We ended up winning the game, too.
Wow.
It's all about the win.
Exactly. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. By the way, Justin Rose did bogey that first hole, and Leishman has birdied the first three holes. So he's three back, three under. Justin Rose is six under. All right, we have some ticket texts for you. Took out my parents' windshield with a foul ball during a game once. It's from Alex in Northville.
Mm.
In high school, golfing with a couple of buddies, two women decided to let us play through. I fired my tee shot off one of their kneecaps. That was the end of their round. John from North Branch. It's weird whenever, especially when you're not good, when people, but you're like, I'm a fast golfer, so to speak. So people are slow, play through. There's so much pressure on you while they're watching you. You think you're better than them, so they let you play through and you screw up that shot. I hit a driver to the green for my second shot on a par 5 at my uncle's country club. Wow. My uncle was playing in the foursome in front of us. He was putting on the green, and my ball rolled up right between his legs. He was not happy. Well, you probably didn't think you could reach it.
Yeah.
I went golfing with my father-in-law at his country club at 7 a.m., hit a tee shot that went very high and kept drifting right. We both just stood there waiting for it, and after a few seconds, you hear my ball drill the house. These are million-dollar homes, by the way. I don't care. You know what? You decide you're going to live on a golf course. That's
your
risk.
You're going to get hit. You're going to get drilled.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.